I'm Guy Raz, and it's time now for music. All right, it's getting close to winter, but NPR's classical producer Tom Heisinger knows how to bring a little spring into the studio. Tom, welcome to the program.
Good to be here again, Guy.
I was looking at the NPR music website, and I saw the best of 2012 list, and right there, your best of list is right there, so I said we got to bring Tom back on the show. Welcome back.
It's great to be here again.
Okay, so what we have playing right now, it's familiar.
I'll give you a hint. Vivaldi? Okay.
Yes.
But not really. It's Vivaldi in disguise, really. Ah. It's specifically Vivaldi's Four Seasons, as retooled by this guy named Max Richter, a London-based composer who kind of straddles the electronic and classical music scenes. Like a lot of us, he really liked Vivaldi's Four Seasons as a kid and then grew tired of it by hearing it in every dentist's office and elevator and shopping mall. So he has completely reworked the piece, note by note, some cases like radically changing Vivaldi's music, and a few other places just adding some low-end electronics, messing with the rhythm a little bit.
Can we hear some of that remodeling?
Sure. First, let's hear some of the most familiar music of the Four Seasons in what we would call a regular performance.
All right. Okay, right. Everybody knows that, the beginning of the Four Seasons.
All right, now let's hear what Max Richter does to it. So he's just layering little shards of the original Vivaldi on top of one another, and then he's added a little bit of portentous bottom-end electronics.
It is so cool. It sounds like movie music.
It does a little bit.
It's called Recomposed by Max Richter, Vivaldi's The Four Seasons. Okay, Tom, what do you got next for us?
Well, okay, the Vivaldi that we just heard was all about the score, manipulating the notes, and this next album is all about making up the notes as you go along.
So, Tom, I know a little bit about this because I can see you have tried to hide your CD stack from me, but I can see this one. This is somebody that we had on the program a few years ago. His name is Hauschka, and he does this thing called a prepared piano. He puts things like ping pong balls and other objects directly onto the piano strings. An amazing, amazing pianist.
It's an old trick that was actually invented in the 1940s by John Cage. This record is called Zilfra, and I really like it because it pairs up these two very, very different musicians. Our man Hauschka, the avant-garde guy from Germany, and then American Hilary Hahn, one of the top classical violinists today, who usually plays Bach and Tchaikovsky.
Right.
They got together, they traveled to this serene Icelandic landscape near Reykjavik. They hadn't prepared a single note before they went in the studio. This record is almost completely improvised. You know, Guy, I give Hilary Hahn so much credit for doing this record because this is not what a top-flight classical violinist does. I mean, she's supposed to play your Bach and Beethoven according to the written score, thank you very much. But instead, she runs off to Iceland to improvise with this guy who inserts bolts and screws into his piano strings. I mean, it's gutsy, and I give her credit for it. I think it's a fascinating record.
It's a pianist, Hauschka, playing with a violinist, Hilary Hahn. Their new album is called Silfra. I'm speaking with NPR classical music producer Tom Heisinger. Tom is a regular on our program, and today we're talking about some of his favorite picks from 2012. And Tom, I suspect you've left opera completely off the list, right?
Oh, no. No. There's mezzo-soprano Cecilia Bartoli released a record this year, and she's up to her old tricks again.
And those tricks are?
Well, no, let's see. Where's the album cover? Okay, now, I don't know if you've seen this or not. Here it is. Ready?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. She shaved her head. She looks like a priest.
She's dressed as a priest
holding a crucifix.
She's brandishing this crucifix, sticking it right in our face.
Wow. She looks like a member of the Addams Family on the cover there. It's all black and white.
Well, her trick actually is that she has this habit of rummaging through music history and finding these old, forgotten composers and immersing herself in their music. And this time around, she dishes up some music by this somewhat mysterious 17th century composer by the name of Agostino Steffani.
Oh, Wow, this priest can sing, Tom.
She can, can't she?
Tom, I've never heard of Agostino Stefani. You said he was mysterious?
Well, hardly anyone else has heard of Agostino Stefani
either.
I mean, at least until Bartoli got a hold of him. But his life was very interesting. Kind of reads like a spy novel. When he wasn't composing, he was a very effective political operative. He was a priest, a politician, all-around mover and shaker, mainly in Germany, although he was born in Italy back in 1654.
Oh, that explains the liner notes of this. I would call it a CD book, not booklet, because
right.
It's like a hardcover book with all these photos of Bartoli dressed up as a spy and a priest. It's pretty interesting. It sounds like his music really suits her.
Well, it does. I mean, she's really good at singing all this fast, florid material, but there's also many points on the record where she can really melt a heart with this very limpid, soft, beautiful singing. Let's rack up this one aria here and just listen to what she does with one word. The word is amami, love me in Italian, and it comes from this really gorgeous lovesick aria from the opera called Niobe.
I'm turning blue just hearing that, Tom. How did she hold that for so long?
Pretty incredible breath control.
Unbelievable.
There. I think it was a real treat to discover the music. Almost all the arias on this record had never been recorded before. And although Stefani was pretty much neglected, he was, as it turns out, an influence on a succeeding generation of Baroque bigwigs like Handel, for sure.
Tom, we have time for just one more of your favorites from 2012.
Okay.
What's it going to be?
A terrific violin concerto by Esa-Pekka Salonen, played by Leila Josefowicz.
Music of the great Esa-Pekka Salonen, and of course the former musical director of the LA Philharmonic.
17 years he led that orchestra, and I think he turned it into one of the more vibrant orchestras in the world, actually. But he also has been composing on the side, and I think his reputation as a conductor is really starting to be eclipsed by his reputation as a composer, especially when you hear this music, which I think is just fantastic. It won the Graumeier Award last year, a very prestigious composing award. He wrote it in 2009 for the violinist who we're hearing here, Leila Josefowicz, who plays it just to perfection, I think, and it debuted in one of the last concerts he gave with the LA Phil. It's a really an eclectic piece, a lot of shimmering colors, shifting rhythms, and Guy, I think it's probably the only concerto that features a duet for violin and hi-hat.
Music from the violin concerto by Esa-Pekka Salonen with soloist Leila Josefowicz. It's one of my guest Tom Heisinger's picks as the best of the year in classical music. Tom, thanks so much for coming by.
It was a pleasure, Guy, and I must say I'm really going to miss our little music listening parties.
And I will, too. Of course, as I move on to a new program here at NPR that we're going to launch early next year, I'll miss talking with you here on Weekend All Things Considered. It's been great fun these past 3.5 years.
Best of luck to you, Guy.
Thanks. And you can find more of our music team's favorites of the year, classical, jazz, rock, and hip-hop, all at our website, nprmusic.org. Our program is directed today by Lauren Silverman. The production staff includes Lily Percy, Phil Harrell, Acacia Squires, and Amy Held. With help today from Sarah Ventry, our intern is Barbara Sprunt. The technical director is Melissa Marquis. Mathoni Maturi is our senior editor, and Steve Lichtai is our senior producer. We say goodbye today to producer Brent Bachman, who will join the forthcoming NPR show produced with the people behind TED Talks. That's a show I will also be hosting. Listeners to this program will have heard some of Brent's signature sounds for nearly 3 years. His impact on Weekend ATC was, in a word, huge. And for Sunday, that's Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Check out our podcast. Find it at npr.org/weekendatc or on the NPR smartphone app. It's called Weekends and All Things Considered. Click on Programs and scroll down. We're back on the radio next weekend. Until then, Thanks for listening, and have a great week.